BFBS. Your stories. One div.
He's best known for his TV survival shows, where he lives off the land in some of the world's most hostile environments. But it was Ray Mears' tracking skills that were on show when he joined military experts in British Forces Germany for a day of ground sign awareness training. Major Sean Matten is Deputy Chief of Staff for Headquarters Royal Engineers, 1 UK Armour Division. He organised the day and says ground sign awareness is a vital part of the Army's counter-IED training.
We asked Ray to come along to act as a bit of a red team, to be able to think a bit outside of the box. He's not a military man, although he has worked with the military before, and it's he's there to look. He's got an enormous amount of tracking experience, and we asked him to basically think like a terrorist and come up with some ideas about what potentially the enemy could do to counter our current techniques.
Ray says he aimed to show how terrorists think now and in the future.
The kind of skills that we're talking about here are the same whether you're tracking a lion or a terrorist. They're exactly the same principles. I've got 40 years experience of it, so you know, just try to bring that to bear and point out the realities of it and the difficulties.
Major Simon Dyson is Officer Commanding Training Team Brunei. The team, who are specialists in jungle warfare and military tracking, flew over to Germany for the ground sign awareness training, which he says is just a small part of the fight against IEDs in Afghanistan.
Ground sign awareness and military tracking just forms one pillar of the counter-IED battle. Left of arc ground sign awareness is a low-level situational awareness tool providing force protection. So when soldiers see something that is out of place on the ground, they've got a better understanding of what it is when they're looking at sign and making an intelligent assessment.
And Ray says it's always a privilege to work with the Army.
They're the most amazing people, and I wish more people understood what incredible work they do. I think one of the things that's different to the civilian world is no matter what age or rank a soldier is, he's still expected to continue to learn. And that's very different to the civilian world. People get to the mid-30s and they kind of entrench themselves in "don't challenge me." And I think that's really good, and I think that concept can be taken out into the civilian world. It's something I've tried to learn from the military. Every year I try to learn something new because it keeps your mind working, and I think that's really important.
Your stories.
BFBS.